So let's review. Our shiur began with the Mishnah teaching four halachas, all following the format of minayin. What is the source for the following halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Minayin lepeleta shechva zera b'yoyim hashlishi shitmeya. From where do we learn that a woman who emits zera, semen, up to 3 days after engaging in marital relations becomes tameh? As Rashi explains, after 3 days, the zera is no longer viable, and therefore no longer metameh. The Mishnah says the source is a pasuk which says, Heyu nechayinim l'shloishas yam. Before receiving the Torah at Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael were told to be prepared for 3 days by abstaining from marital relations to ensure they would be tahor from Tumas Keri for Kabbalah Satara. Generally, one can become tahor from Tumas Keri immediately by immersing in the mikvah. The only reason for the 3 day period was because of a possible omission by a woman which would render her tamei once again. The Mishnah then asks about the source from the Torah for another halacha. Minayin shemachitzin asamila b'yom ha'shlishi shechalis b'shabbos. From where do we know that an infant may be bathed on Shabbos in warm water up to 3 days after his circumcision, because he's considered a choyle shiyesh besakana, one whose life is in danger? Shenema, vayihi bayom hashlishi biyosim kayavim. Shimon Levi killed the people of Shechem on the 3rd day after their circumcision, when they were at their weakest. Many halachas of Mila b'Shabbos will be further elaborated in the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak Rebbe Elazar de Mila. The next question of the Mishnah. From where do we learn that in Yom Kippur they would tie a red strip of wool to the head of the goat that was sent to Azazel? Shenema, if your sins will be red like crimson, they will become white as snow. The Mishnah in Yuma relates that half this strip of red wool would be tied to the top of the mountain and would turn white as the goat fell to indicate that Hashem has forgiven the sins of Klal Yisrael. This topic is extensively discussed in Masechtas Yuma, which primarily details Avodas Yom Kippur. The final question of the Mishnah. Minayin l'sicha shehikashtiyah b'yom kippur. From where do we learn that anointing oneself with oil is like drinking and prohibited on Yom Kippur? Shenema. V'tovei kamayim b'kirboi u'cheshemen b'atzmoisim. The pasuk compares oil's absorptions into the body to drinking water entering the body. This too is discussed at greater length in the 8th and final parag of Masechtas Yuma, parag Yom Kippur. The Gemara elaborates on the first halacha of the Mishnah Peletus by quoting a brisa which lists three opinions on this matter. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Peletus shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi tahira. A woman who emits zera, semen, on the 3rd day after having engaged in marital relations is tahor. For example, if she had relations on Thursday, even if it was Thursday afternoon, she would become tamei only if she had an emission the first 2 days, Thursday or Friday. However, she would be tahor if she had an emission on the 3rd day, Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says she becomes tamei from an emission even on the 3rd day. In our example, Shabbos. Only on the 4th day would she be tahor. According to both of these opinions, the only factor is the number of calendar days that passed, regardless of how many hours there were left in the day that we start counting from. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva says, Le'olam chamesh, you always need to wait 5 oinos. Each oin is a 12-hour period, either day or night. In other words, exactly 60 hours from the time of relations. Now, as the Mishnah said, this halach is derived from the preparation for Kabbalah Satar. The Gemara at the end of this daf, at the bottom of Amud Beis, tells us that all agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi is in the days leading up to Kabbalah Satar. Relevant to our discussion, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that B'chamisha Avad Prisha, they were told to separate on Thursday, the 5th day of the week. This is why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that by Shabbos, which was 3 days later, they would be tar, even if she experienced an emission. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says that Be'arba Avad Prisha, they were told to separate on Wednesday, making Shabbos the 4th day. This would serve as a source for Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that only on the 4th day is an emission tar. They could not wait to separate on Thursday because had a woman experienced an emission on Shabbos, the 3rd day, she would then be tamei during Kabbalah Satara. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Kiva also holds like Rabbi Yossi in that Be'arba Avad Prisha, they were told to separate on Wednesday. However, Rabbi Kiva also holds the Rebbe Adar Bar Ava in that Moshe b'hashkama ala or b'hashkama yerid. Everybody agrees that Moshe always ascended in the early morning. But Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe Adar Bar Ava hold that he also came right back down in the early morning. Therefore, when it says v'yerid Moshe min ha'or la'am yikadosh ha'zaim, Moshe told them about separation early Wednesday morning as soon as he came down to give them 5 oinos, 60 hours until Friday night, when they would immerse in the mikvah to purify themselves and be prepared for Kabbalah Satar Shabbos morning. But the Gemara asks, V'litvulu b'nei shimshi v'likablu tar b'nei shimshi. According to Rabbi Kiva, 60 hours were over by Friday night, and they immersed. Why didn't Hashem give us the Torah then? Why did Hashem wait until the next day? Rav Yitzchak quotes the pasuk, "Lemi roish b'seisi debarti." Hashem says, "I didn't speak to you in secret, but in broad daylight, so everybody could witness it." But the Gemara still asks, then why did they have to go to the mikvah on Friday night? If the Torah wasn't given until the next day, why couldn't they go to the mikvah Shabbos morning? Rav Yitzchak says it was so that everyone would be ready and present at Kabbalah Satorah at the same time. The Gemara next discusses a few additional points about this halacha. It must be pointed out that in addition to the halacha that a man or woman who emitted zera, semen, becomes tameh, the zera itself is tameh, and a personal garment that touches it becomes tameh. Amar Rav Chisda, machlekes shepirsha min ha'isha. This machlekes of how long zera maintains its tumah is only if it is emitted from a woman, because while inside it begins to deteriorate and lose its viability. But when emitted from a man onto a garment, it remains tameh and is metameh as long as it is moist until it dries, no matter how long it takes. And your papa asked, if this rule about zera is only true by Jewish women, is it also true for zera that is emitted from a non-Jewish woman? What about from an animal? The Gemara does not answer this, but says, "Takei, let the question stand." Now, since the machlekes of the Rabban and Rabbi Yisi was mentioned, the Gemara now goes into more detail. Tan Rabban, b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aser sadibis l'Israel. The Rabban say the Torah was given on the sixth day of the month of Sivan. Rabbi Yisi says, b'shivaboy, on the seventh day. Rava explains, d'kuli amadur esh chodesh osu l'mid basina. Both the Chacham and Rabbi Yisi agree that Bnei Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai on the first day of the month. It says here, "Bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai." On this day, they arrived at midbar Sinai. Regarding Rosh Chodesh, it says, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim." Rashi explains, "Hazeh hazeh l'gzeres shava." The use of the word hazeh in both pesukim tells us that here too we are referring to Rosh Chodesh. Udukul ame b'Shabbos nit natal Yisrael, and they also agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Ki peligi b'kvi the yarcha. What they do disagree about is which day of the week was Rosh Chodesh that year. Reb Yisi sabra. According to Rabbi Yisi, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and the sequence of events is as follows. They arrived at Har Sinai on Sunday. On the first day of their arrival, he didn't tell them anything, due to their weakness from traveling. Monday morning, Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and Hashem told him to tell Bnei Yisrael that by accepting the Torah, you will become a kingdom of priests and a nation of kings. Moshe related this to Bnei Yisrael, who responded, "Kol asher dibra Hashem nasa. We will do whatever Hashem said." We must point out, Rashi explains our Gemara as Moshe returning later that day, Yored le'erev. B'tlas amalahu mitzvah hagbala. Tuesday morning, Moshe went up to Har Sinai and reported back to Hashem what Bnei Yisrael had said. As it says, "V'yeshem Moshe's dibri amal Hashem." Hashem then said to him, "Hine anochi bo alecha ba'ava onen v'gomer." Hashem said that he would appear to Bnei Yisrael on Har Sinai, and also told Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael to set up a boundary around Har Sinai, so they would not come too close when Hashem was present. Moshe came down and told this to the Bnei Yisrael. Ba'arba Ovid Prisha. Wednesday morning, Moshe went up and reported to Hashem that Bnei Yisrael accepted Mitzvah Hagbalah, as it says, V'yagin Moshe's Divrei Omer Hashem. Rashi and Tosfos explain that this pasuk proves that Mitzvah Hagbalah was given on the third day, even though it is mentioned in the Psukim of the fourth day after Mitzvah Prisha. There must have been a mitzvah of the third day, which Moshe reported back on the fourth day that it was accepted. Hashem told them to tell Bnei Yisrael to separate from their wives. According to Rabbi Yosi, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday were 3 days of separation, so that by the time Hashem gave the Torah on Shabbos, the seventh of the month, it was the fourth day. Rabbanan Savri betray b'shabek v'yach. But the Rabbanan hold that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. They arrived at Har Sinai on Monday, and Hashem told Moshe we would be Mamlechas Koyanim on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Hashem told Moshe to tell us to set up a boundary around the mountain, Mitzvah Hagbalah. On Thursday, Hashem told Moshe, Mitzvah Prisha. So the time Hashem gave the Torah on Shabbos, which was the sixth of the month, men and women had been separated for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and Shabbos was the third day.